It's great, especially for a no-huddle offense like Green Bay uses. So the louder the crowd is, the more effective we can be defensively. Their communication, obviously, it will be limited.
Danielle Hunter, with the sack he had at Tennessee, bullied the left guard to get to Marcus Mariota.
Second down and 10, Mariota will go down, sacked inside the five by Danielle Hunter.
You talk about his long arms and the advantages that he has. What exactly does that create?
Space. Offensive lineman always wants to try to get his hands on him. If you can't quite reach him, then you have the opportunity to get space and get his hands off you. So that's always big, especially if you got the big lean and the length that he has.
Analyze some things Adam Thielen does well.
You know, Adam does a lot of good things. He's good in special teams. He's a good change of direction route runner. I think, he made some great catches in the ball game the other day.
And it is a catch, great catch by Adam Thielen. He's had a terrific day for the Vikings.
He's a guy that goes in, he blocks, he does dirty work, and you can always count on him. He's going to be there every week.
Green Bay this evening. What are some of the best ways to attack Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers shotgun with a 9-6 lead. He's claustrophobic, and he is sacked by Everson Griffin.
Well, you can't really sit in there and just do one thing. You have to give him some pressure. You have to give him some pressure looks. You have to be able to play some coverage. You have to be able to play some spy on him because of his tremendous scrambling ability. But he throws the ball all over the place. He throws it out of some uncanny positions and then throws them for strikes.
How did Jordy Nelson look in his first game in a year?
He did good. He had 6 catches last week.
Behind time. Now throws the end zone.
Yes!
Obviously, they're still developing the rapport. There was a few missed throws that they had to him, but I'm sure they're going to continue to work on their consistency.
How does Green Bay's front seven compare to the one you just saw with Tennessee?
I think they're really good. You know, Matthews is a good rusher, and they've moved him back outside. Daniels has always been a pain against us, the way he attacks the front line. You know, they'll be big and physical like they always are, and, you know, they're going to give us a ton of different looks.
Did their offense look good at Jacksonville?
Yeah, for the most part they did. You know, they had some miscues like everybody, but they didn't turn the ball over, which is a big key. And, they got 27 points, so that's pretty good.
In the Vikings' season-opening victory at Nashville, there were several really good plays, including this one from Eric Kendricks.
Fake to Henry. Here's the rush, and it's intercepted. Vikings, Eric Kendricks, he'll score. Pressure on Mariota, and it was Everson Griffin who was in Mariota's face. And they return for the touchdown, a defensive TD for the Vikings, who take the lead.
Kendricks made a call to Everson to be able to squeeze down so he can end up playing the number 3 receiver, but he'll have help with Harrison Smith over the top. And then, they came out and tried to run the naked bootleg. Captain is responsible for the curl, the flat area. Trey Waynes is going to come off on the receiver on what we call a China route. And then Everson does a nice job of getting back to outside, making the quarterback back up, and then throw the ball out. And then Eric, obviously, he's got number 3 going to the flat here, into the curl. He does a nice job, steps in front. And the good thing is we everybody blocked above the waist, no one blocked behind the receiver. And, you see that Kendricks can run. He's got good speed, and it's a great play, good game changer there.
So when you say Kendricks 54 tells Griffin to do what? Because it clearly changed the whole play.
He's going to force Mariota to make a bad decision.
We had him tighten down, squeeze down because of the possibility of the zone read, and then Eric can be a little bit wider in case the quarterback does pull the ball, which he did here. They tried to chip Everson so he wouldn't come off real quick, and then Eric... He's got help out of Captain to the outside. But, the guy that made the play actually was Everson, because he made him drop back, try and throw the ball off his back foot, fading away, and the ball's back behind him a little bit.
Now, that score right there was a significant score in the game. But to start the second half, a Cordarrelle Patterson kick return seemed to really energize the team. Here it is.
And a good return, one man to beat. Patterson trying to get by a couple of defenders, but a great return for Patterson.
Just a weapon back there.
Yeah, this was good coming out of halftime. We get a good kick, first of all, and Cordarrelle catches it on the move, which is also good for timing. You know, we talk about trying to get up there. We get a good block by Ellison and Asiata over here on the left side. We end up getting the two guys, and Anthony Harris does a nice job on his double team coming back out. It's nice we get up onto the kicker, and it's a good move there, and we're off to the races.
Is Cordarrelle naturally good at setting stuff like that up?
Yeah, and he's a tough, you know, he's hard to bring down. He's got length and speed and power when he runs, and so he's a good one-step change direction guy.